wanted to take a moment coming off a weekend. You know, so often on the weekend we talk about things, you know, what we did do during the weekend. You know, and people talk about it and they get back into whatever position they have, profession. A lot of times, hey, did you have a good weekend? Yeah, what'd you do this week? Oh, I did this this week. You do that this week? Yeah, I did that. Sometimes, though, it's not what you do, it's what you don't do. Well, a lot of people did do this weekend. I was just not ready, so I did not. Might have been able to, but didn't. Mow the grass. Have you had the mower out yet?
No, I don't have mine back yet. So okay.
You're still waiting for it. That's right. You took it in.
It's getting a tune-up.
It's a very...
That's my excuse.
That's good timing. Take it in just before you're supposed to use it get it tuned up so you can't mow the grass. That's very clever.
Yeah. It could use it, but I always like to give my grass a good first growth before I begin.
And then hit it, eh?
Yep. Okay. Always.
Did you hit the mower this weekend at all?
No, I didn't, but I know my wife checked all the fluid levels and everything and has it ready to go, and so the weather is conducive to do that. We had it rolled last week because it had been real bumpy for years, and we finally, sometimes they recommend that you not do that, but ours was at the point where the mower was bouncing up and down, so we had it rolled and getting ready for the first cutting.
When you're off-roading with the lawnmower.
Yeah, right. So it's that hopefully is improved. I know we walked across it a couple times and it seemed significantly improved.
I have a lawn that has been abused for years with the kids playing on it. Mm. And admittedly, and I've said this before, lack of attention. My apologies to my landscaping friends. I know it pains you to hear me say that. But I was like, at least there's some grass that'll eventually grow amongst the brown patches, and at least whatever weed is coming up, it's green too.
Oh, they're always green. They come first too, Charlie, usually. But and then they turn yellow, some of them.
And it's just funny, though, because I got some neighbors that have some very nice, lush, beautiful lawns, and they've already cut their grass two or three times already.
Yeah.
And
really?
I haven't touched it. And they've needed to. And that's how lush their lawns are. I mean, nice. It's like, wow, that's impressive. You know, sometimes I just throw things over there so I can walk on their lawn just to go pick it up. Some people have that that ability.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, when you have kids, might as well just wait till... So they're grown up.
Well,
that's when you can work on the lawn again.
I've seen some fertilizing being done.
Yeah, I've seen that going on too, you know. Yeah. I'll do that. You know, I threw on that fall lawn thing that it's supposed to, when spring comes, perk things up.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't work on my grass.
Oh, really?
No. There's no perk.
Too far gone?
And then in the backyard where
the dog.
Where Leia decides to, just, oh my gosh.
Oh, that horrible. Has patches of green too,
oh,
eh?
Oh, my goodness. So, that's what I did not do.
I joined you. I didn't do it either. And, you know, we also had a pretty good downpour starting Saturday, like late afternoon, I think.
Lasted throughout the night. Right.
You might want to make sure you have nice dry grass.
Right.
Don't want to clog it up tomorrow or anything like that.
There's some off and on showers through the day Sunday, too.
It was a good weekend to just watch golf.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. Watch the Masters. Looking at those azaleas.
Yeah. Watch what a lush landscaping really looks like.
Right.
When it gets time and attention.
Right.
And professionals.
Yeah.
So good. Well, we all watched other people mow their lawns.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to listen closer to Jim when you do that Saturday morning lawn and garden digest, Charlie, and take some of his tips to heart.
I hear him, but, you know, it just doesn't work for me. I don't pay enough attention.
I'm sorry, but there was this. I'm just reminded of it, Charlie, that you're talking about this. There was a Washington Post columnist, I want to say about 2 years ago, because one of my friends shared it on his Facebook, and it just... I'm going to clean up the language because the title, and this was the title, but I'll clean it up, just said that yard work is nothing but a big waste of, and I'll time, I'll say. But it's, it just says that I think their argument was you spend so much time always trying to keep up your yard, and just think of the hours that you spend in the spring, summer, and fall. Always keeping that up. Some people, they consider it a hobby. They enjoy it. Others, not so much. Not so much at all. And I'll do it now, but I've told my wife, at 55, I'm retiring from yard work. We're going to contract out.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
I'm done.
Just a few years left then. Okay, look out.
10 more years, yeah.
That's it. Somebody looking to put a note on Pat's door. He's looking for it.
Yes. I hate that.
I can't deny a beautiful lawn and flowers. We have that. I mean, my wife plants some flowers and things. It looks pretty.
No. Mm-hmm.
But people really have that knack for it. And we'll probably tell you, well, if you just keep up with it in the first place.
That's the problem.
The maintenance
right.
in the second place is not as bad as you think. Like anything, if you just can keep up with it.
Have you had yours thatched at any time in recent years, Charlie?
No, and...
You could have a lot of dead stuff in there's preventing it from...
Oh, I know. I actually have a hand thatcher, which I actually was doing once. It's like...
Oh, yeah, that's no fun.
It's not even fun. I realized, yes. I got more dead than I have live.
It's easier to go rent a power rig for a half day and run over it. And you'll see how much comes out of it if it hasn't been done in years.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Okay.
One of these days.
You guys, I don't even know what you're talking about. What is this? A thatcher?
Yeah.
What is that?
You remove the dead grass.
Dead grass that's all matted down inside there and keeps things from growing.
And you remove that, you can only perk up the lawn.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know what I'm complaining about anyway. I'm just going to have the boy mow the grass anyway.
Well, that's why I mean, right. Yeah, there you go. You have a worker. That's right.
And I actually do enjoy mowing the grass. I mean, it's a sense of solitude and a chance to actually relax for a little bit. I mean, just you and the mower, you just have a chance to, you know, nobody's going to bother you. Nobody's going to come up and say, hey, can I do that for you?
If the mower breaks, you fix it, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's why I don't do a lot of lawn work. Every time I start doing the lawn, the mower, something goes wrong.
My mower stories are legendary as far as what I've got to make that thing still survive another season.
Thankfully, I've got a great guy who does small engine repair and lawn mowers and snow blowers and generator work.
You know people.
Yeah, right. It's who you know.